You are listening to CHRI 105.5 If you're just tuning in, you're tuning into News Now, and we've got an interview lined up with Mark Sims, who's from JaneandFinch.com, and he's with us today to talk about a documentary that will be aired tonight on CBC. Hi, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
And how are things?
Well, I'm just looking forward to seeing this documentary. I mean, I've been working on it for a past year now, and I'm glad to see it has come to an end, and now I get to see the final project, you know?
Of course. I got a little blurb from CBC.com, The Fifth Estate, and the blurb reads, for almost a year, three young men who grew up on the rough streets of Jane and Finch area of Toronto gave Gillen Findlay and the Fifth Estate unpredictable access to the complexities that make up their neighborhood and their world. For these three friends, Chucky, Burns, and Freshy, the Jane and Finch area is a tough world to navigate, an even tougher one to escape. It's the story that will renaissance in cities across the country. So, tell me, can you give us a little taste of what we're going to see tonight on CBC at 9 o'clock?
You're going to see the difficulties that a lot of the youth have with the cops, with their parents, and with the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's school, the government, whether, you know, anything like that around them.
And these people, like, while you guys are shooting, what degree to the documentary did you facilitate in? Did you shoot, produce? What?
Assistant producer and cameraman.
Okay. And when you were shooting, was it here? Because I know in Doomstown they had some problems where the community kind of ran them out, and they had to go somewhere in Hamilton or something where they finally found a community that kind of mirrored the community they were trying to portray. Was most of the shooting done in our community, Jane and Finch area?
Yeah, a lot of it. I think about probably 95% of it was in the Jane and Finch community.
Yeah. So you have three young people, and they're separate. Are they separate stories?
We got Chucky Akins, which is a Vietnamese rapper who is about probably 21 or 20 years old right now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Burns, who is Jamaican. And we got Freshy, who's from Bangladesh. And
okay.
Everybody is a rapper, actually.
Everybody
is trying to rap.
Okay, all right.
But that's not the goal of the documentary, though.
Mm-hmm.
What the documentary is really about is people who have to face struggles. It's called Lost in the Struggle.
Lost in the Struggle.
Trying to get a job because one guy's having a baby, or even, like, to say the Vietnamese guy, he's trying to get out of the whole gang activity. So
their walk of life is mirrored, quite honestly. Not just living in communities like this, I guess our younger ones will look at, you know, their escape will be the basketball, or their escape will be the mic. And I'm not saying all young people think like that, but and to have dreams like that, but use it as a way to get out of an area instead of condemning you an area, I think is very eloquent for the young people to come together.
Mm-hmm.
How did the three of them come together? Like, you know, there's, you know, you don't want to talk your business and stuff like that. So how was it CBC got these three young people to talk about their experiences living in Finch?
Well, that's where we got involved, because we knew a lot of these rappers from our website, JaneandFinch.com. So we just used the resources that we had, and we put them together, and we brought those three people, and it was perfect because each person is different in terms of their culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got one guy from Bangladesh, mm-hmm. you know, and he's a rapper. So it's like everybody has their own unique goals and family, and because we actually meet all the mothers as well in a documentary for all these people.
And how did that work when these parents got together from all, I mean, none of them are Canadian born,
no.
all from different walks of life, yep. backgrounds, heritage, tradition, culture.
Mm-hmm.
Do the parents support their children with this project?
Yeah, they do. Because, I mean, normally a lot of the guys in this documentary, they would be doing something else, like mm-hmm. selling drugs or, you know what I mean? The parents don't know what they're doing. So as long as they know they're busy making this documentary, they're not going to jail.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's all they really care about, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you guys even approached it too. Instead of shooting guns, let's shoot cameras.
Let's shoot cameras.
So I feel
exactly.
Now, let's talk about the three characters a little bit more. I understand that, you know, they've lived in Finch, they've had a hard life, but tell me what makes their story three distinct, unique stories. What makes them unique?
Okay, well,
Okay, let's talk about Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
What's his walk? Is he a struggling artist?
He is a young guy. He's probably like about, I believe, 17 or 18,
mm-hmm.
and he's out of the whole counterfeit money business.
That's federal. Okay, no, go on.
Yeah. So then we got another guy who is just basically the Bangladesh guy is funny because it works so well. But the guy from Bangladesh is trying to get into the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because he doesn't understand yet. He's still young. Whereas Burns and Chucky, they're trying to get out of the struggle.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. And what's Burns and Chucky more like? What's I haven't heard too much about Burns' character or who he is.
Burns is he's about 19, but he's very bright for his age.
Mm-hmm.
And his brother actually he died on the bridge last summer. I remember that was in the news a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the younger brother.
Oh, okay.
To that incident.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got. Okay. It seems very interesting. So when is it aired and time, channel, with CBC?
It is on channel 6, CBC, at 9 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
And I hope everybody out there goes out and watches it because it's going to be a good documentary,
mm-hmm.
really good. It's going to make people just understand why it's not as easy as people think it is to get out of the struggle. You see a lot of bums and you're like, why don't I just get a job? But it's not that easy. And when you see this documentary, you're going to realize that.
So these three people, it's a true story, it's a doc. And are there a true essence of what goes on in a community like this? Is it really the being lost in the struggle?
Well, obviously there's a lot of successful people
mm-hmm.
that come out of the area.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you, Sabrina.
I didn't come out. I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere. Thank you, Mark.
So, the documentary is set more on the other side, the side where they're swept under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The side that society sweeps under the carpet.
Definitely.
You know?
Now, Doomstown took a lot of heat mm-hmm. as well because people felt that, you know, they weren't a true representation of the community,
yeah.
that they were exploiting the community. Do you think that you're going to have that kind of feedback from the critics?
Well, I think definitely there's going to be a few people out there that are going to have those kind of negative feedbacks. But, I mean, when the whole Real Toronto, was it? Or the Mad Russian documentary that came out?
The Real Toronto was crazy.
That was one with all the guns and stuff, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I watched about 10 minutes of it and I got bored.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly just because I've seen that stuff
it.
And it's like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? And a lot of people were negative towards it, but the thing was that it brought a lot of awareness to a lot of the weapons.
And shock.
You know what I mean?
That
it opened people's eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, it was true. A good thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I think with this as well, I think same thing. It's just going to help people to learn. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. So it's going to be used as a tool to help people learn.
Okay. All right. So that's Mark Sins from JadenFinch.com, who's been adamantly working on this doc for, what, a good 2 years, no?
No. Like,
a year?
Like 8 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
8 months.
Okay, but it's been in the works.
Yes, it's been in the works.
Okay, so good luck. That's going on tonight at CBC at 9 o'clock, and that's... Which one? That's the Fifth Estate, correct?
Fifth Estate.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mark.
Thank you.